KJAN Sports.
I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look here at the latest in sports, starting off here with racing in the state, Kyle Larson returned to racing for the first time since he was fired by Chip Ganassi Racing for using a racial slur in an iRacing event last month. He was one of 24 drivers to make the main event of Friday night's World of Outlaws race at Knoxville Raceway, the sprint race there on the dirt track. The $15,000 to win invitational was held without spectators on the dirt oval in Knoxville. Larson drove a car fielded by Paul Silva with sponsorship from Tarleton & Son Incorporated and Findlay Farms. He finished 10th in that race. David Gravel was the race winner. He came from behind in the last few laps there to pass on with one lap to go to take the victory. It was a 24-card field once again for that feature race, 48 cars competing on the night in total. Ian Madsen came in second there in that main event, and Logan Schuchart was the third-place finisher. He took over the points lead there in that race. The race was available to watch online for fans. And NASCAR has revised their 2020 Cup schedule, eliminating three major races as the circuit attempts to restart their season. NASCAR canceled races at Richmond Raceway, Chicagoland Speedway, and Sonoma Speedway. Richmond was originally scheduled for April 19th, and Chicagoland was slated for June 21st. Speedway Motorsports traded its road course race in Sonoma, scheduled for June 14th, for a Cup race at Charlotte on May 27th. NASCAR plans to race at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina May 17th and 20th. Since those races weren't originally scheduled, NASCAR forfeited events at its Richmond and Chicago tracks. NASCAR is attempting to race at tracks within driving distance of its North Carolina-based teams. In other developments related to the pandemic, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver took part in a teleconference with members of the National Basketball Players Association for an update on the league's future plans amid the pandemic. A person familiar with the call's details says Silver told players that the league is still aiming to hold full best-of-seven playoff series should the season resume, and that playing without fans is an obvious possibility. Silver also spoke about the well-known notion of having the season resume in a centralized location, though cautioned that no decisions may be made for another several weeks. A small number of NBA practice facilities reopened for workouts on Friday, and at least one team received permission from the league to test players and staff for the virus. Cleveland and Portland were open for players who wanted to get back into game shape. The Orlando Magic revealed that they have been authorized by local health officials to test players and staff. NCAA President Mark Emmert says the virus is making it unlikely all schools will be ready to begin competing in college sports at the same time. He says the goal is for every team to have an equal amount of preparation time before the season starts. Emmert acknowledged there could be some competitive inequities caused by schools having varied timelines for reopening campuses. The NHL and NHL Players Association have announced the postponement of its 2020 international games, adding that they look forward to taking teams overseas again next year. The Chicago Blackhawks and Philadelphia Flyers were previously scheduled to open the season in Prague as part of the NHL's Global Series. The Buffalo Sabres and Tampa Bay Lightning had been slated to play two games in Stockholm. The presidents of the 11 Big East Conference schools are leaning toward not allowing sports to be played at schools this season unless their campuses are open. While no deadlines have been set, Commissioner Val Ackerman said the presidents indicated a late June, early July deadline for fall sports and possibly a September 1st deadline for winter sports. It is conceivable the league would play with some members not participating. Ackerman said there are hybrid scenarios that could change things, such as a campus opening late. At least 70% of U.S. Olympic sports organizations have applied for government funds during the pandemic. The AP surveyed 44 of the country's national governing bodies. All but four of the 36 bodies that responded said they had applied for assistance from the Paycheck Protection Program. Major League Baseball will cut its amateur draft from 40 rounds to 5 this year, a move that figures to save teams about $30 million. A person familiar with the decision tells the AP that clubs gained the ability to reduce the draft as part of their March 26 agreement with the Players Association, and Major League Baseball plans to finalize a decision next week to go with the minimum. 160 players drafted would be by far the fewest since the annual selection started in 1965. The amount of signing bonus pool money eliminated is over $29 million. In other NFL news, the LA Rams finally have a date and an opponent for the long-awaited opening of SoFi Stadium. The Rams still don't know for sure whether they'll actually be able to have their big Sunday night against the Cowboys on September 13th. Even if it happens, they don't know whether there will be fans in the stands of their palatial new home for its first football game. The coronavirus pandemic is occurring during a historic year for this NFL franchise. The unprecedented circumstances are dismaying to Coach Sean McVay, but he hasn't given up hope a proper homecoming for the Rams will occur. The Jaguars have agreed to terms with journeyman quarterback Mike Glennon to serve as a veteran backup to Gardner Minshew. Glennon began his NFL career with Tampa Bay in 2013, spent 4 years with the team before playing for Chicago, Arizona, and Oakland over the last 3 years. The 30-year-old Glennon has completed 61% of passes for 5,163 yards and 36 touchdowns and 20 interceptions in 29 games. The Saints have cut three-time Pro Bowl right guard Larry Warford following the selection of interior lineman Cesar Ruiz in the first round of the NFL draft. Warford started all 44 games in which he played for New Orleans after signing a four-year, $34 million contract in 2017. He was a Pro Bowl selection last season. The Bills have signed defensive end and second-round selection A.J. Epenesa and two other players taken in the draft last month. Epenesa played at Iowa and led the Big Ten with 10.5 sacks last year. They also signed were wide receiver fourth-round pick Gabriel Davis of Central Florida and quarterback and fifth-round choice Jake Fromm of Georgia. All three got four-year contracts. And the Players Coalition and dozens of professional athletes have sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray requesting an immediate federal investigation into the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. The letter was signed by such sports stars as Tom Brady, Steve Kerr, and Players Coalition co-founders Anquan Boldin and Malcolm Jenkins. It requested that the FBI and Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division lead the investigation into the shooting of Arbery, a black man, on February 23rd. The coalition was formed in 2017 to raise awareness about police and community relations, criminal justice reform, and education and economic advancement. It developed out of the dispute between the NFL team owners and players who were kneeling during the national anthem to bring a focus on social injustice. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.